Amagwini ithokozani emakhosini. Igama lam nguzipho wakwaKudolamo elokugula nguMayihlome. Xa uthanda ungandibiza ngoGumayihlome okanye ngoGonyazi lweZulu. Bendizothanda uthatha eli thuba ndicamagushe kuzo zonke izihlweli ezindiphetheyo eziphakathi komzimba wam endilibeleyo okanye endingazibizanga ngoku zingaqumbi iziqalekisi. Ndiqale ngocamagusha emabheleni, emkolanga odlambulo oqunta ovaphi onondanda kuphakanyiswa, ndiyacamagusha. Ndicamagushe emazizini olamyeni omtatela ongxibinoboya. Ndicamagushe kombathane oxesibe, ndingawalibelanga mampinga owawa obholokoqoshe. Camagushe kwisihlwele sandiphehlelelayo sandibekibhekile entloko, nditsho kuthiyani uzengele unonkosi xa ndisitsho ndicamagushe. Camagushe ke kwisihlwele sotholo ondlangisa, ndicamagushe kootida ongcwangule. Camagushe kwisihlwele sandifundisa uphakama isidlozi, njalo ndithokozise kubaba wam uMamntambo kaNhlangothe, ngithi thokoza gogo. Ndithokozise kugogomkhulu wami uMapitsi kaMahoto, ndithi bayethe makhosi amakhulu, makhosi ezizwe. Ndiyacamagusha.
Thokozani and welcome to episode 16 of Gogo Have I Been Scammed, brought to you by Times Live. On this platform, we discuss, share wisdom, and raise awareness on all things traditional African spirituality and indigenous knowledge, including but not limited to scams. My name is Gogozipho Dolamo, and I am your host. I'd firstly like to start off by giving you all a warm welcome into the month of May. May all your dreams, aspirations, and hard work come into fruition. By now, I am sure that we have all seen the video of the SASSA officials in the Mpumalanga office conducting some kind of ritual. The ritual was captured on CCTV, showing one of the officials holding a snake. The residue that was picked up and cleaned up from the office the next day was said to have residue of needles, umuti, and other kinds of substances. I want to preface this by saying, right, umuti, anytime something happens spiritually on a public platform, and I am sure Umkhulu can agree with me, kuye kujongwe kwizangoma who perform their spirituality, umuti, bafowethu, can you guys try and debunk this for us? And kemnage, I'm a bit diplomatic. I like to take the more diplomatic side of things and just say, ukuthi, I don't like to assume. Angeke ngithi ngiyazi ngingazi. I don't know. Which brings us to today's discussion, right? We want to unpack the possibilities of what that ritual could have been. What could it have been for? What could it have been used for? What could have been the intentions around it? And I say could have been rather than what it is, because firstly, I want us to be fully aware ukuthi any ritual eyenziwayo is charged by the intentions of the performer, right? And what I mean by that, Mapulapuli, and what I mean by that really is that if uthi wena you are doing a procedure or a ritual, yokuthi uthole iintandla zakho, right? And that is your intention. You have charged that ritual with that intention. So whether it happens or not is neither here nor there, but the intention of that is charged, or rather the result of it is charged by your intention. So I want us to step away from just assuming that we know what's happening there, but also speak about the possibilities of what could be. Some people are less diplomatic than I am and would say if it walks and quacks like a duck, then it is a duck. And in the context of this recording, alluding to the fact that if it looks sinister, then it is. Mnanditi, it's about intention. What was the intention of it? What could have been the intention? So joining me in discussion today to help me unpack all of this is a seasoned sangoma, seasoned gobela, seasoned ndanedlozi, if ndingayibeka ngolo hlobo. Umkhulu Manzolwandle. Thank you, Mkhulu, for joining us in this conversation. And just before we get into the crux of things, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, how long you've been practicing, initiation yakho, intwaso yakho, uyenzephi, in which schools of thought. Just give us a little bit of a ethos around umkhulumanzolwandle for abantu abangamaziyo.
Thokoza gogo, and to your listeners. Yeah, sure. Okay, first, who I am, who is umkhulumanzolwandle? It's not a one word or one phrase answer. It is more complicated than that, because some people will categorize me as Sangoma. Some will say I'm a psychic medium. Some will say I'm an IKS specialist. In all of these, I'm a spiritualist.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. I'm a spiritualist who's an advocate for African spirituality and culture of African ways, right? I was not born in Sangoma. No, I was raised in an environment that exposed me to Ubungoma at a younger age. No, actually, just the opposite. I was in church. I then, of course, went to school and finished, and then gone to working in corporate, gone to business on my own. It was up until 2012, when these issues of spirituality started dawning on me and being introduced under different circumstances. And it is from that time, between 2012 and 2018, I had to make sure that I fix the foundation of my family, because beings are your tasamadluze asekhaya, right? So my guidance started in 2012, where I needed now to go lungisimisamo ukwenza zonke izinto zokulomama nakulotata. And that was what laid the foundation, because in 2012 they said, kufuna kuhamba uyothwasa. However, that time when it has come, uzoyazi, your ancestors will live. And that was in 2018 when that message came. It was very clear as to where I must go, what must be done, what was the timeline also. I then went to what we call isigodlo sasekhayimpi kodikela konone kontswayibana. And it's based in Midrand, and basebenzisa nojoaho umtiko mazaleni. And that's where I was led to be initiated as a sangoma. So in 2018, I went in for the formal training. And in 2018, then I was taken home. A following year, I became a gobela, because that was very clear that now what my ancestors want is to make sure that I go into initiating others. Now you can imagine, all my life I've been in business and in corporate and everything. So I understand a lot about leadership and people management and all of that. But what I didn't know, and it is spiritual leading people in a spiritual environment, being a gobela. And that's why in 2019, I initiated the first group. In 2019, that is when I started becoming a gobela. Today, I've got you about what, 8 gobelas who initiated under me, who are initiating on their own, and a lot of izangoma that I've initiated over the period. So, we've been doing that for a long time, right? So sipansi kwempande kagazini, because every sangoma's association must be linked to where they twasat. Impande leba phuma kuyo yakuphi ekagazini umthetho kaNyamboze eMpumalanga eMalelane. That's the mpande that we are using for ukthwasisa. Yiyo le mpande siyilandayo eMalelane 13 masiza unika ugobela, sinika nemithetho yoba ngugobela nokuthi bakhuliswa kanjani abantwana bedlusi. So that is me in terms of tracing my exposure to ubungoma and spirituality. However, I am governed by my gift giver, who is Umkhulu Newusi. He is of the 16th century. That's when he lived in a place called Kuting in Lesotho. That's the person onginika isikhwama sakhe. So ubunyanga and all other ones are abasebenzisana naye, from his twin sister Udimpo to others. So basically, I'm governed every day apebunyangeni by those people, guided by those as Tunya Zamako Zamatog. And this is for me to say, I am a healer. But I'm a holistic healer. I approach things from a holistic approach instead of looking at only from ubungoma and African way only.
I think that was, I can pick up 30 topics from the way that you have described ubungoma bako in such an articulate way, right? And yes, I like the part about having experience with people and having experience with the management of people and so forth and so forth, right? Now, with abantu come imimoya and having to manage different kinds of imimoya. When you were in corporate and you were still working before your days of realizing and actualizing your gift as an African spiritualist. How would you interact spiritually in Sebenzi? And by that, I mean, Ubuti, were you affected by the environment in itself? Were you affected by people? What was it like?
We, as an individual, as people, we understand one thing. We are spiritual beings trying to navigate the human form, not the other way around. We are not humans who are trying to understand spirituality. And this is deeply rooted in who we are, because even if you look at Christianity, when they bury someone, even during preachings and everything, the emphasis is always on umoyonga pakati kuwe. But le tempile ilelumziba itempile kayoba, meaning it holds the spirit, right? And that's why when someone dies, they will say the spirit must go back to God, but the flesh will decay. So it says then before I was even exposed to everything, I understood that concept from a Christian perspective.
Mm.
Hence, whenever I will have a feeling about someone in an environment, a meeting or whatever it is, whatever engagement, and something is saying something is off with this person, that is intuition, right? Talking. I understood that to be the spirit of God in me talking that something is wrong here. I had experienced colleagues using MeTS into. They knew that I'm against. I'm not against, but I'm not for at that time. I was very distant from that. But I had colleagues were using him into the scene. I had colleagues in Twasa. I had colleagues send me Sebenzi into Leo into Izanga, because I stayed in Cape Town for 8 years between 2000 and 2008, right? And I stayed there having to learn Ukutaiman. Hey, by Atagata Band. At that time, I remember we used to make jokes about it at work. So we understood, and I was actually also exposed and affected by these things. It was up until I got to Joburg, I saw a higher level of these things. That was 2008. I saw a higher level of the scene to imimoya and all of that in a workplace, because zinhlanga is different. We're talking Pedi, Sotho, Tswana, whoever it is, and they're all competing for a space. So good, I must be recognized. I must be seen. And that's when I started becoming aware with, whoa, people are having some mood. Some will bring it at work. So you have encountered all of that. It was not an easy experience, but even my introduction to Into the Scene was through a colleague in 2009. That was my first introduction to a point where I'm even going to consult a sango.
Mama.
So in corporate, I've seen it all.
And I suppose now we must get into the crux of the discussion. So I don't know, Gemkulu, if I'm sure you have, but I don't know if you have engaged with the video, Ibike Yaphuma, Z2S video. And for those who haven't seen, right?
Yes.
Gabando Babini in this video, two or three, I stand to be corrected, and they look like they are performing a ritual emsebenzi. Ukho umntu or Pete Inyoka, iyabonakala in this. Ukho lo mthi or this thing that appears as umuthi osakazwayo ofefwayo aphi ofisi. Like ukho nezinalithi, ukho yonke lento. All of this is happening in the dead of the night, ebusuku. By your knowledge, Mkhulu, with everything that you have been through, what could possibly have been the reason or the intention of the ritual?
Mm. Look, yeah, it would be impossible to talk to the intention, because we have not heard those people talk to or answer for their actions, right? However, like anyone else, as someone who've been experienced in African spirituality, rituals and all of that, that ritual, to my personal conclusion, let it be clear, it is my conclusion, that ritual was not clean. I'll tell you why. There is no ritual in African spirituality that includes a snake and that ritual is pure. That's number one. People can argue whatever they want, but I'm yet to see uthuntu hlanganiswa namadlo zakhe, which is a pure ritual, usetshenziswa inyoka. There's no such thing. Number two, there is no ritual that has pure intentions that uses needles, knives, or spears. That ritual is either ukucupha, ukubuyisela, ukulwa, basically. So I cannot know exactly what were they doing, but I can come up with a few conclusions based on my knowledge. Number one, these people, they've been dealing with some kind of ubuthakathi in the space, and they are taking action against specific people or people, right? A specific person or people. That's number one. Because they are now doing what they are saying, look, we are going to go in there and we are going to make sure that the space is charged differently against those specific person or people. Number two, that ritual could also talk to protection.
Yes.
Because someone feels good, they need protection against other evildoers in the space. That's another option. Number three, this ritual can be used as a way of this person, a kulisa sithunzi sakhe, which is ukwesatywa kwakhe, the dignity, and drawing other things. This ritual can also be istwala. This could be someone who wants a position, or their position is being threatened, and they're using all manner of things to make sure that position is theirs, and maybe deal against a specific person. Like I said, all of these are based on observation, based on my knowledge, but I do not know the exact circumstances surrounding this. I've seen the video, but I cannot talk to the intention or the actual ritual that they were doing. But the conclusion is it was not something clean.
Yeah. And for me, I can't help to want to go into this concept, you know. I think you mentioned it in the second point, so it could be possible ukuthi uqaliwe lo muntu by somebody.
Yes.
And then the ritual, the way it is happening, is it taking it too far? Can we go too far? Xasibuyisela izinto ezithunyelwe ngathi, or rather kuthi ngabantu.
Oh, trust me, we go too far. I'll tell you why. The principle of ukubuyisela gogo, it says who must lay on the ground when all is done. It must be the one that was attacking me. So then there are no limits. Other people really say, "Eish, I don't want iphele nokufa phakathi," or something yenzeka kulo mntu ebantwaneni bakhe or emzini wakhe. But others, but I don't care. They must get what they were doing to me. They must feel it. Nakubo. And that's why when it comes to fighting back, I always say to people, you need to make sure that you are sure you are not emotional, because this thing, unfortunately, has no limit, as we don't know what might happen. You might not be charging ukufa towards someone, but it might happen that way. And fully ngomso uti when you are done with the ritual yokubuyisela uzobuya kumuthi ubani wabhubha. We once went to a matatela years ago. And when I was checking the situation of the family, I did mention to them, man, this thing is happening in the family. But whatever we're going to do here is ovela. But yeah, don't blame me when someone dies, right? Because all I'm going to do is to say, command that everything they wanted to happen here must happen to them. In 2 days, someone died in that family. And it's one of the people that they were suspecting is doing something. So can you see now what I'm saying? This thing, we can go too far. But it depends on the healer. Lo mntu wenza yonke le ritual, who's leading this ritual. Ungumntu othi I'm doing this in defense, or ungumntu othi I'm attacking. But the attackers, they have no boundaries. Yeah. They have no limitations. They will do anything. A defender understands ukuthi I'm setting a trap yokuthi if lo mntu consist continue to do this, then they will get what they've been asking for. So I leave a trap that says, whatever I funa yenzeke kulo mntu must happen to them. I don't command, but I'm saying, intentions about towards this person, we are reversing that. That's why it's called back to sender. You are sending back what was sent. You are not comforting something new.
And it really does go to the, it goes back to, again, let me tell you about what kind of a healer are you going to, right? I healer oya kuyo ungumntu onjani. So Kulendo ge yoba sithwasa sigula, you know, every now and then you will need answers for yourself or kubekho umntu othi cela undikhaphe gogo ndifuna uye endaweni ethile but andifuna uhamba ndodwa or whatever. So this one time ndikhapha a friend of mine ubelwe a laptop at school and she just needs her laptop back. Akho nto eninzi ifunayo, akho uba makulimale umntu. The first thing that Hila said to us was, okay, ufuna lo mntu okuthathele i-laptop yakho uba kwenzeke ntoni kuyo. Let's say uyayibulisa. Makathini, adilwe imoto, abethwe lizulu. I have never been so shocked ebomini bam bonke over i-laptop.
Yeah.
And for me, it was the ease at which it was said. Uba, okay, there yes. have to be repercussions yes. for lo mntu okonileyo. So, mm-hmm. Simbulale, simgilise ngemoto. What, why? For a laptop, Manzolwane, for a laptop.
Now you're wondering what I'm talking to. Ukhona ukubuyisela izinto ezithunyelwe kuwe, which is the healer that defends those that are being attacked. Kukhona abathakathi babelaphi, which is these ones are not governed by any moral standards. They will do anything as long as you are paying for it.
Mm.
That is dangerous. And I hope what was happening in that video, ayingomthakathi camouflaging as a healer who's prepared to take someone's life or inhlahla zomntu, because we don't know what they were doing there. It can be anything.
It could really be anything, asazi, and it's very uncomfortable.
It's very
uncomfortable. And then it brings us to ba kengoku abantu who occupy those spaces. Masithi kengoku, this was not caught on camera. Masithi kuye kwafika a cleaning crew ekuseni abantu abangazazeli into nkosi yami bayachola nje inaliti. What are the repercussions for abo bantu abazongena kweso space sinjalo?
Oh no, it's worse. Man, ndikhulele eMdantsane ngokuzalwa ngwasemdantsane. Kwakunento ehlangothi xa ithethwayo kuthiwa ba careful xa uhambayo ekuseni ecangwemizi ungeqi amanzi ubona ugalwa amanzi umzekelo uvele ujabe wena. Ungacholi izinto imali ozibona zisendleleni nje uzibona makathi le ndlela aziwange ezimali zibekiwe. Ungayicholi ngoba uyawuthatha into emdaka umuntu ebeyilahla kuyo uyifake kuwe. Ne? That is what most people are dealing with in workplaces even today without knowing. Umntu uhlala esitulweni acana idust kanti ngumthi ubugalelo kwesitulo. Uswipe idust phezu kwekeyboard or phezu kwebhiki kwetafile yakhe kanti ngumthi wenziwe apha. Athathi bhadi or isichitho that they don't even know. Those are the repercussions. Exactly. We'll wake up tomorrow because as your last room to is mnyama and street on his lwane. I always say to people, we have to look for an abundant spaces. Places that are really bad to and I'm bad to is ganges in jail for one reason only. We don't want lendos is only last up by pele in Namatela omye omtu. I'll make an example so that people understand the issue of spirituality and when to seven zanjan. If the Bible gives us a hint on how these things work, we are so born into petrol is a demon. When he extracts or as a commander to leave the person, they are saying CAP. He looked around and he saw a herd of pigs. And that's when he commanded them to go to the pigs. You know why was that the case? Because izinto zimdaka or into zomoya, and they cannot exist in vacuum. They need a host. They are parasites. So if kengoku wena uyoyilahla kwindawo iphi umuntu abantu achole yena, that's why kudla kuthi be careful hamba uchole imali ongazazi. Because that could have been charged with something else. Umuntu ebelahla izinto zakhe ezibhala imali yakhe, wena uyayichola uvale yakho.
And uyichola under the guys mhlawumbi uba yintlanhla yakho le.
Exactly. These days gogo is very sad. Yes. Una office, I can imagine abantu abasebenza phaya how they felt like when this thing came out.
As an occupant of that space, Mkhulu, physically,
it's bad.
Emotionally, mentally, what kinds of symptoms could you be looking for?
All right. These are the things that people must be, not only Kosa space, generally emisebenzini or indawo enabantu abaninzi. Look out for a headache that just comes from nowhere once you step into a space. It is a spiritual indicator that something is wrong. Your energy, you are an energy yourself. Your energy is registering a foreign entity. And that headache is usually a sharp pain, like literal. And it won't stay for very long. It will go. But it might go and come back the whole day. Watch. That is a spiritual indicator something is wrong. Number two, ivalu. Litswalo. Ivalu betele inhliziyo ungathi kunto wrong nje ungathi uzavumphanga kokweni or something. It's another indicator that something you've just stepped into an area that is it has an imbalanced energy. Number three, watch for your stomach. Your stomach will either turn or when a sharp pain, cramps and everything, your stomach, because that area, it holds a different type of energy, which is what we call dark energy. You must watch out for those. Number four, watch out for Emanuele. We everywhere. Once your hair at the back of your head start raising, yes, but something is wrong. Watch out for those. But because our people are so ignorant, they are not exposed to information, they don't register these as spiritual messages that are saying something wrong in your space. And I'm talking here not only workplace, could be at home, could be your partner's place, could be anything. Your friend's place. The minute you start feeling any type of imbalance, something is wrong. Pay attention. Mm.
I suppose one of the things that I cannot help but wonder about this incident, yase sasa. Kukwaba bantu besenza le ritual, ne? Surely they are aware ukuba kukhu CCTV apha. I mean, these are senior people in office. Yes. Surely bayayazuba, yes. They could be captured on camera. Could it be that lomdu or lomdu abambe kuye uthe, in fact, masambe ntiyokwenza lomsebenzi, this snake or these things will render you invisible to the cameras?
It is an unfortunate reality. We lost miners in Marikana at the Kopi.
Mm.
Because they were under the impression that they will not be shot at. Bullets won't kill them.
Yes.
So we have seen so many hits. Exactly. We have seen so many so-called healers telling people that you'll become invisible. These things are wrong. I won't go into detail how it is possible that someone can use umuthi to get away from a certain situation. I won't go to that. But it is highly possible that, one, yes, the healer said, don't worry. Unfortunately, our people are gullible enough to believe that. This is technology we're talking about here. And I've always said, you need to take necessary precautions because you can't. Or it could be someone that leaked the video, is someone that is actually part of the whole thing or saw it. Before, when I delete the segment, when the show goes to say, download delay. We don't know the details, but what you are saying is highly possible because there are people, so-called healers, who lie to people and tell them that is invisible. We saw it in Marikana, which is very sad.
Yes. And abantu bayazahamba inyanga kanye bahambe abantu. So mna ngiwazi emthatha ke. I grew up
Mthatha.
And ke into ye heist emthatha ayingabanga. In the middle of the day,
yes.
But one thing that you will hear very often is that ababantu abenza zonke izinto ukhona umuntu abahambayo abantu bakhona abantu abahanjwayo, and these people sort of reinforce but okay, bullets will come flying at you, akho mbumbulu ezokukhala, you know, you can break into this establishment awuzubonakala.
Yeah.
So, is that a thing? Can we really...
Can it be done?
Can our people really... Yes. Particularly to commit such acts.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, Gogo. I don't want to lie to you. When it comes to heists, people who are scammers, people who are fraudsters, whatever they are, there are ways in African ways that can help these people. It's not that abazudubuleka gogo. It is not that, but they've got way. There are ways to make sure that they survive whatever it is that they're going to deal with.
Mm.
There are ways. And if only like what I'm talking about, like unga tata elai and live ammunition and dubule direct. The fagumti unga dubule. I don't believe that personally. Again, I say personally, but I know there are ways to make sure that even if we are to you, at least ukaneka doesn't become a reality for you, or become fatal.
Mm.
So ababe heist you. Oh, trust me, those things are real.
Mm.
Those are real.
Okay. You know, I'm a relatively young sangoma, right? And
yes.
A relatively young person as well. So some of these things, and I would listen to Kakalam Lesthosa speak about some of these things as in Zwangabandu. And you know, there tends to be a lot of crypticism in how we speak about things, right? Very cryptic. whereas Gengogo, when you are Western educated and you are exposed to a Western way of learning, crypticism doesn't work. Ingathi ungatho uthi ba mndanam umuntu uyakwazi ukuza apha kuwe athi gogo ndicela ungadutyulwa angadubuleki nyani, and this is see how it will work. But I do agree with you definitely ukuthi this thing of treating African magic and spirituality as a gimmick, yokuba, you know, you would be invisible to the cameras, or you will
it's a lie.
Yes, that is a lie, and people are getting scammed.
It's a lie.
Ah, baba pakwe weyo besenza lento bebuthwe apho bambe khona ba abazubhakwa babhakwe
abazufumaneka.
They have been scammed.
You know, Gogo, like anything else, there are levels to these things. There are people who specialize in certain things. That's why in city, when it comes to fraudsters, they would do break-ins, heist guys. Trust me, there are people who specialize in to make sure that those people, the chances of them being caught are less than 20%.
Mm.
So that one is there. It's just that because it's a public platform, I cannot delve into the details of such. But if we were to have a private conversation, I would tell you exactly.
Hmm. And I suppose, do you think that, you know, legislation and the way that things are is failing us in terms of apprehending some of these things? Because if we have a legislation and a social space where we do not account for anything that could have been helped or perpetrated through magic, then it is neither here nor there. Right. Do you think that we can have a space where we can have these integrated discussions and sort of try and integrate understandings of crime and, I suppose, understandings of things perpetrated against abantu on a state level? Because how do they deal with this, for example, SASA? When they take disciplinary action, but batata it's disciplinary action yandoni.
Yabona imithetho gogo epaswayo, it's very good, but somehow they are, it's like they're oblivious to the facts. Number one, we look at the Witchcraft Suppression Act, right? It's very clear that act, it any act that is supernatural. Ne? Now you understand, it's already accommodating that. You can use it. Because it talks to supernatural acts, meaning there is no tangible evidence. However, it is seen, oh, this is happening. Even in the Caribbean and most of those South American countries that practices voodoo is actually recognized as a religion. And they understand that spells can be casted and all of that. So South Africa today, it is not well equipped to get isangoma or umuntu owenze or cast his spells abanjwe for a murder. They only take you because they found parts of
evidence. Yes.
That's all they can do. They need physical tangible evidence. They have left out the part that maybe because again it's going to be difficult in law. Law is beyond reasonable doubt test, right? to prove that lo mntu ubuthakathi obebenziwe kuye. What, how can SASSA deal with that situation that they found on camera? Easy. They've got policies. That's a private property. That's a private space. Mm-hmm. You are not allowed to do ezinto ezithile in a space like that. That's the only thing that they can use. They can use their own internal policies. They can't use what oh, Abtagat because.
But they cannot be punishment for Uba.
No. It will be punishment for bringing. Yeah, punishment for bringing people. It's like Musa Chata, police, Ulbonilia, Nesangoma, Kutelwa, Ivenema police, and all of that. They can't hold you for that. They will hold you for the fact that you've taken Imoto Estate, Waisa, by Kuokwenzi, that are not authorized by the state. That's the only thing they can use.
Hayi ukude phambili.
Ah kusekude.
Kusekude kakhulu, kusekude phambili. But I think for as long as we have people advocating and trying to generate discussion in this space.
It is important, girl.
Mm, mm.
I always say to people, political will is what we lack in this country.
Hey, mkhulu.
In those things could have been dealt with. As dibene nobungoma and all of these things, political will is what we are lacking. There is no will by from our politicians to say, can we make sure that this thing does not happen unabated? Mm. But unfortunately, no one has the time or resources.
Or maybe people just also don't want to be exposed as doing the abazenzayo. I see that we don't know.
Of course, always. you plead ignorance because yes. It helps you.
Mkhulu, I think the one of the last things I would like for us to go into, right, is Kengoku moving forward as a country and as a people who have seen Uguti, we are kwazi ukwenzeka ukuthi rituals like this can be perpetrated at your workplace, ungazi, and so forth. What are some of the things that you would advise for people to do to protect themselves against being impacted by lemimoya that are left is ndaweni zabo? What are some of the things that people can do? And from any school of thought, right, from the Christian point of view, from the Ubungoma point of view, from IKS, you know, what can we do?
Yeah. All right. Masiqale sizayihamba nayo ke gogo in different steps, right? Medical doctors always advise people to do regular checkups. That's number one. This is to make sure that certain diseases are picked up earlier than later so that they can be dealt with. It is the same approach that is needed at the spiritual level. How? Let's look at it from culture. Xa umntu enqabile maqhanti nakokwabo. Xa umntu ephila impilo emohlukileyo okanye emsusileyo kwizinyanya zakhe. Lo mntu lowo will be a victim of a lot of buthakathi and misfortunes in life generally. That is from an IKS level. Ujongisintwini sethu. Umntu must make sure that they are always connected to their roots, who they are. Ngoba, it is from that protection yamanyange ethu, sikwazi ukudlula entweni ezininzi. Sesibekiwe izabatha, sikwazi ukudlula. Because we are protected. But if uzawuphuma ke wena kususe kwisintu sakho, ususe kwiprotection yamba kokwenu, uzawubethwa yiyo yonke imimoya. That's number one. Number two, from a Christian perspective, it is understood that going to church must be out of conviction, not because you just want to go to church. You must understand what church stands for wena, the relationship with God, constant prayer, hlalani nithandaza ukuze ningangene kulingweni. Right? Because if you don't do that, if you don't always make sure that we like uDavide, uThixo ndingqonge ngomlilo ngoba I've got so many enemies. Every day I walk out there, I could be facing something I don't know. Umane uthandaza as and when uconnecta noThixo wakho, ukwenzela ukuthi izinto zemilingo yenzeka ngaphandle ingakuchaphazeli. You are constantly walking with the grace of God and the protection of your angels, right? That's from a Christian perspective. From a spirituality or ubungoma perspective, it is important that umuntu consulte their healers once in a while to double check ukuthi into zime kanjani. Iye icho ke into ithi at least once every quarter khawukhe wenze spiritual cleansing ususa amathunzi. Ngoba ezinto xa umane uzenza and uzenza just like you wake up big gym uthini ibe lifestyle, you'll be avoiding a lot of unnecessary things. Because these spaces are siyamba kuzo, see encounter a lot of things, even shopping malls. See encounter a lot of things. So if you are not constantly making sure when you are cleansing, you are cleansed, then unfortunately you are going to become a victim of things ebengazanga kuwe.
Thank you so much for your time and giving us this plethora of knowledge. I am sure that you will not be a stranger to this platform because we value the building and the sharing of indigenous knowledges. So I thank you very much, Mkhulu. If you've been following this podcast for a while, you know that at the end of any discussion we have, I like to just wrap it up with a couple of points, right? And firstly, again, big shout out to Mkhulu Manzolwandle for giving us his time and his pearls of wisdom. Some of the things that we must be very, very aware of and must take actively from this discussion is that firstly, make sure that you are strong in whatever you practice. So if you're a Christian, Tandaza, you're strong in your prayer, you're strong in your fasting, and you're strong in your Christianity. If you practice African spirituality, ustrong oglondo leyo, uyaphalaza, xa kufuneka kuphalaziwe, uyahlamba ngentelezi xa kufuneka kuhlanjiwe. You cleanse when you need to cleanse. You do what you need to do to make sure that you are spiritually safe and sound, because we do not know what happens in the spaces that we occupy. Say, for instance, this incident was not caught on camera. People occupying that space would never know what was happening to them. They would never know what is the reason for the physical and psychological turmoils that they're experiencing post-ritual. So let's always be careful about taking care of ourselves spiritually. Let us be more intentional as well about praying and connecting nedlozi. And let us also be always vigilant in the spaces that we occupy. If something is not meant for you, don't pick it up. If into ayo yako, don't touch it. And that is it from this edition of Gogo Have I Been Scammed. To share your story, please email us on gogohaveibeenscammed@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can reach out to us on our socials via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok under the handle @gogohaveibeenscammed. Remember that you can find our latest podcast on the Sowetan Live website under the podcast tab, or across digital streaming platforms, Ayono FM, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Please do check out our other podcasts, such as the Sunday Times Politics Weekly, Taking the Ram by the Horns, 30 Years of Democracy, as well as Business Day Spotlight. Gogo Have I Been Scammed is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Muzo. I have been your host, Gogo Zipho Tolamo, and until next time, Thokozani Tsamapini and Emakhosini.